Please speak loudly because
oh,
I'm
wanted,
deaf.
I'm sorry. Yes. David couldn't come, but he said, I said, is there anything I can do for you there? He said, yes. He says, ask Erich about Dr. Ghani. Have him tell a story.
He has died long back.
I know.
So what we were curious about how he managed to maintain a funny attitude, how he managed to keep joking.
Well, that was his trait, and that's how he entertained his Lord, who was also his school friend. He was funny, but at the same time very intelligent. Yeah. He had a very big head. So Baba's sign for Dr. Ghani was just this. Big head. Mm. He was intelligent. Yeah. He was humorous, intelligent. And one thing that did not go in his favor was he was very, very lazy, indolent. But that was in his favor too, because that also was humorous side of him. Because whenever he would go for bed rest or anything of sort, he would be there with his shoes on and whole suit and tie and everything. He said, instead of again changing the next day, why can't I be there and just get up? Yeah, he would do that. What else? He was with Baba in New Life also. In spite of his age and the trade that he had, he was not a good walker. He had to have support of a cane and all that sort of thing.
There's a story that you told, I think, about how that one of the few blow-ups in New Life was about Ghani riding. But he got to ride when all the others were walking.
Yeah.
They got sore about that.
Yeah. We didn't get sore. He got sore because he being an older person and, well, through rain and through sun and all that, he had to walk all the distance and all that. So in his great good humor, he would just entertain Baba with some sort of humorous episode and all that, in which he would bring in his point as to how difficult it was for such old people to be on road like that. So then Baba, of course, would register what he wanted and says, all right, you can have a ride, too, like that.
Who was the one in New Life that used to walk very slowly and Baba used to return for him and walk again?
Yeah. Because he could not keep up pace with the others. So Baba had to return to him and then Baba would hold the end of his stick and he would hold the handle. So Baba would drag him. Yeah. Like that.
But he was Baba's school friend, so was he that much older than Baba?
Yeah, he was. He was a bit, a couple of years older than Baba. He seemed so, yeah. But he was a school friend, a classmate, a school friend. They had played together, fought together, loved each other. And that's the reason why he had the privilege to say things, yeah, which we wouldn't dare to speak out. So whenever we needed something, we would goad him into speaking out to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, David and I had read a lot. We'd done some research about the New Life. About Manjali Mean.
Yeah.
And how Ghani would do just outrageous stuff and defy Baba. And
defy in the sense, not defying, but...
It sounded like it from the story.
Yeah. Privileges were there of school friends and all that. So the other day I was talking about Dr. Ghani. Only recently, actually it was last week, we remembered him. I don't know why we remembered, because you all were coming here or what, bringing his name here. So we remembered him at this door here. He was with us one day. Only the Mandali were with us. And we were all seated together and he cracked a joke. Something he said, which I forget now. Some topic was there and all that, but in which he implicated Baba's mercy or grace to the extent that it was some or other, what do you call, nauseating to him. So Baba immediately flared up and says, get out from here. I don't want to see your face now. Get out, leave this place. And don't show your face again to me. So naturally the way Baba said, he knew that he could go thus far and not more. He realized that. And we were all stunned, you know. So poor fellow got up in his old way, you know. He went out of this door. He was staying with us here at Mehrazad. So he went out, he collected his satchel, things in a satchel, and he, with his hat, which he had left there, he always would wear a solar hat. So he, and because he had to be very particular about his solar hat, because no other hats fitted him, special made, because for his big head. So he had to be very particular about his hat, headgear. So he came with that hat on and all that, and again approached here. And he didn't step inside, but he was there outside the threshold and said, Baba, you asked me not to show my face and never to come back. I'm leaving. But I dare you to leave me from my heart. And that, of course, melted Baba. He says, come here, come here, and he embraced and all that. That's what we remembered of him last week, weekend. But how blessed he is, he died in his service speaking about Baba, glorifying him. At the Theosophical Lodge, he got a heart attack there when he was giving a lecture. That was in his lot, to live for him and die for him.
Was it hard for him to overcome his attitude about being a school chum?
No, it's not hard. It wasn't hard for him, but that that gave him the privilege to speak out whatever, of course, with certain restraints and all that. Pardon?
Be a little more familiar with Baba than others?
Yeah, more familiar than the rest of us. Yeah. There was another person by name Sailor Mama, Khodada Adirani, who was also his school friend. Yeah. So they couldn't forget the familiarity, you see.
Yeah.
But they would keep a little, what do you call, distance from him, in spite of all the familiarity also. Yeah.
Maintain
respect and reverence for him. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But he never forgot his friends, Baba. In spite of it, he would be there. Well. Giving them in their own terms, you see. If they said something, then he would again retort and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that, in God Speaks, you'll find, he had written many articles and many good Sufi stories also for Mir Baba Journal, you'll find articles by Dr. Ghani.
Mm-hmm.
And the last works that he was deputed to do was Baba had given him points and things for which are appearing in the supplement of God Speaks. You know, God Speaks has a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But this supplement, which is printed as supplement, had preceded God Speaks, mind you. So these articles were given to Dr. Ghani by Baba, and he was polishing them and putting them in proper shape and sequence and all that. But he did not finish them because of his lazy habits, you know. He says, oh, that which can be done tomorrow, why should we bother today? That was his attitude. Yeah. So Baba, I remember, still remember every time he would go there and ask him, well, have you finished that article yet? Have you polished it properly? He says, no, I haven't done it. You know, it's such a thing, you know. There's nobody to look after me, you know. What I have to do is to, when I get up from bed, I have to go in search of my toothbrush and then I have to carry it. I have to carry it with me and then find out where the toothpaste is and then go to some source of water and such a distance and all that. So you won't believe, Baba had kept a special orderly for him. That as soon as he got up, he would be ready with his toothbrush with a little ribbon of toothpaste on it and follow him, you know. Yeah, it is true. All this was done in good humor, you know. Yeah, no. Not to pamper him, but just as a retort. So you want that, that's the excuse, okay, you will have that. Yeah. So that's how it was.
But even so, he didn't finish the article?
No, he did not. He did many articles, but he did not finish the whole of supplement, and naturally, later on, Baba filled in.
His book is a masterpiece, 20 Years of Nanya Baba. Yeah. Beautiful book.
He had great humor to write. How I wish, so often we remember, we, the Mandali, remember the old timers. They would have regaled you all, you see. Each was a character. I don't know how he selected them. Really. We are just the ordinary ones, you see, that are left behind. Baidul and Dr. Gani and Gustaji and Sailor Mama and Khak Sahib and Chanji, Padri, Pendu, Adi, Dr. Nilkan, Dr. Donkin.
They were all very distinctive personalities.
Yeah.
Very, yeah. Almost types.
But what about the master who could handle all these unbroken horses, you see? Properly rein them and steer them to their destination, yeah. Varied personalities were there, and they were all brought together. Yeah. And just as we sit there, they are all there, yeah.
They must have gotten on each other's nerves a good bit.
No, not that. Sometimes it would be, but not all the time. No. Not all of them, but some specimen were there.